He was the Yorkshire lad and Norwich trainee accountant who turned into a disco kid and TV announcer before becoming the voice of Norfolk. And now he's about to hang up his microphone. David Clayton is retiring as the editor of BBC Radio Norfolk and will be handing over the honour of hosting the much-loved Sunday morning show Treasure Quest to a new presenter after his last programme on April 24th. One reason it is so successful is that Radio Norfolk car and presenters arrive in tiny villages and hamlets scattered across the county, which normally never get a mention. It is a show which has the feel-good factor stamped all over it and gets the listeners solving the clues to find the treasure. Think Radio Norfolk, think David Clayton. And to think he arrived at the station as the T-boy at its old HQ in Surrey Street. David spent the first 10 years of his life at Mask-by-the-Sea in North Yorkshire before his family moved to Galston, where David went to the local grammar school. When young David left school, he got a job as a trainee accountant with Martin and Acock at the Close in Norwich. I thought to myself, I want to be an accountant, but I failed miserably, he said. It was a lunchtime visit to Cook's Music Shop around 1971, which changed his life. He and colleague Peter Cann popped in to see about buying a guitar and instead left with some mobile disco decks. Life would never be the same again. Gemini Disco was born, and the first gig was at Cossey Village Hall in 1971. From then on, life became a roller coaster ride of loud music, flashing lights, big hair and flares. His first regular sessions were at the King Edward VII on Aylsham Road, Norwich, and then at the Canary on the Heartsease. David became the DJ at the Talk, and then spent some of the happiest years of his life at the Ocean Room in Galston. On to Radio Norfolk. He was a natural broadcaster, and working with top BBC journalists gave him news-gathering experience. This led to the award-winning and pioneering Norfolk Airline Show with Neil Walker, which was broadcast across the country. It won a Sony Award at a ceremony in London during 1986 for being the best magazine programme in the land. He went on to work with former Evening News editor and EDP News editor Tim Bishop before taking over as editor at the station and combining it with presenting. David says, "Now I have decided it's time to go, to do something completely different, perhaps to do some more writing or teach others the tricks of the trade."